Hello.
Well, hi, my name is Miles, and I'm with Best Buy's Installation Services here at XPO. Is this Mr. Cavassa?
Well, I'm Mr. Jason, and I'm the one handling what's
Oh,
going
okay.
on. Yeah, we had a big problem there today, so I don't know what we're going to do.
Oh, okay. I just needed to verify because I just spoke with a technician who went out to the residence, and the tech informed that in order for the dryer to be installed,
Right.
there would be a lot of additional work that would be necessary to be performed
Right.
in order to bring the space up to code. And the tech informed that that you guys refused the additional work today. And the tech informed that they did take the products with them to return to Best Buy. Is this information
Right.
correct?
Yes, it's correct.
Okay.
It was gonna be a real cluster. I know the house is old, the dryer was old. Nobody knew what we were going to find when he pulled that dryer out, and it could be even more money than he was saying, because he never even went down in the basement, so God only knows where the pipes go. So
Oh yes, sir.
we don't know what we're going to do. It's just a complete headache.
Oh, I completely understand that, and I do apologize, that you have to deal with that. I mean,
Well,
living
it's
out
not your
in,
fault.
I mean, living out in, Massachusetts and being in an area where, that the homes could be very old, the plumbing could be very old, and then over the course of time with government regulations and codes changing and
Right.
things like that.
Yeah.
And then when you're
Oh
trying to
no. Well,
bring.
I. Yeah. Well, I fully understood, because like I said, the dryer had been there for 22 years, so none of us knew what it even looked like behind it, and the gas pipe apparently didn't even have a shut off upstairs. I haven't had a chance to go down in the basement of the house to see if where the shut off even is for the stupid thing. But I don't know. We're thinking we might try to get an electrician to run a wire to there and put in an electric dryer instead of the gas one, that it might be cheaper. But we haven't made up our mind yet. The bottom line is, we're not going to be able to take the gas dryer now, that's for certain. I mean, we're going to have to, I guess we'll have to cancel the thing or whatever.
Well, if you do decide to go that route, whatever you decide that you'd like to do, you can contact Best Buy and let Best Buy
Yeah.
know, and then Best Buy will be able to accommodate with whatever it is that you'd like to do either or way.
Yeah.
So, that's definitely, an
Where
option.
are
And
you
if
calling from?
I'm in Alabama
I
and
was
I'm
gonna
with
say, you
XPO.
sure sound like a southerner.
Oh,
You got
okay.
a pretty strong accent.
Oh, well, it's not as bad as in a lot of cases down here it's a lot worse with some people. I don't know, I'm really tired today and I usually don't typically let the accent out as much. I usually try to keep it a lot more professional and try not to let the accent come through. I don't know, it's not like the accent's a bad thing necessarily,
Oh,
but
no. I have my own accent that people make fun of all the time, so.
well, I don't think they should make fun of it. It's unique and it sounds good,
Yeah.
and it's unique to your identity, and it also helps to, represent, where you're from, and if you have pride and you're proud of being a ma from Massachusetts or being a northerner, then there's nothing wrong with that, and it's
No.
always nice because if everybody talked the same, if I was talking to you and I had no accent and I talked to you and you have no
Yeah.
accent, we may have a different octave of our voices, but I mean,
Yeah.
eventually everything would become
Yeah,
boring. Things would be a lot more boring if we didn't have the variety, because they say variety is the spice of life. Well, so I think it's cool that you have an accent, you have a more northern accent, and then I have my southern accent going on here, and that's pretty cool, because it's not every day. It's not every, I mean, it is for me every day. I get to speak with people with all kinds of accents because, of course, I do this on the phone. But, the people that call and talk to me, maybe they don't necessarily always get to hear that southern accent. So that's something, to maybe either brighten their day or just you add a different experience to their day that they're not usually accustomed to, and that's kind of cool.
Yeah, so I should call Best Buy then, right, to let them straighten that out, tell them what we're going to try to do, right? You're with the company that delivered it?
I'm not with the company that delivered it. I'm with the company that contracts the company that went out to your residence today.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, I'll call Best Buy then, but I appreciate you calling.
You're very welcome, and I thank you for shopping with Best Buy. It was my pleasure to give you a call from XPO, and I do hope that you have a good weekend.
Same to you. Thanks.
Thank you. You're welcome. Bye-bye.